I'm Russ White for MSU Today. To showcase the latest in student-led research at Michigan State University, two student investigators presented their academic endeavors at the Board of Trustees meeting Friday, April 13th.
My name is Clara Leppard. I'm a recent graduate from MSU and a 2018 Rhodes Scholar.
My name is Joel Soler. I'm a fourth-year PhD student in the Behavioral Neuroscience program here at MSU.
I research the ecology of carnivores and their prey here at the Recap Lab at MSU. So I work with the Snares to Wares initiative here at MSU, and essentially we remove wires that are used inside of national parks as snaring traps. We take them out of the park and put them into the hands of artisans who live alongside the park, who then use those wires and transform them into pieces of art. It simultaneously removes wires, keeping animals safe, and also provides a source of income for these artisans so that the need for subsistence poaching is reduced in the first place.
Here at MSU, I study the effects of environmental lighting conditions and how that affects learning and memory. And hopefully that can translate also to people who suffer from seasonal affective disorder, which a comorbid factor is decreased learning memory performance.
Snares to Wares is a community conservation initiative. It addresses a conservation problem by addressing the human livelihood problem that is at its heart. So a lot of conservation initiatives, you might see people trying to address the symptoms, people trying to save only the animals, and they never really take that further step to look into where are these problems coming from? Why is poaching happening? That's what makes us different. We are simultaneously benefiting wildlife, keeping them safe from these wire snares that can injure them so badly. And by providing this alternative livelihood to the citizens of Pakwach, the village alongside the national park where we work, we are addressing the problem that causes poaching in the first place. I will be continuing my research on lions, other large carnivores in East Africa, and continuing my involvement with the Snares to Wares initiative, looking into how conservation initiatives like this can benefit those kinds of species and the communities that live alongside the species that we're trying to protect.
Basically, the aim of our research is to expand the knowledge of how environmental lighting conditions affect cognitive function. Given that we live in Michigan, there's a lot of seasonal fluctuations with environmental lighting, especially, you know, the winter blues where we don't get to see the sun that much. That is a very huge factor into us not feeling as sharp as we know we can be. So the research that we do hopefully shed some light on that. And given the fact that we're federally funded by NIH agencies, we're always trying to push the boundaries and trying to publish as much as we can so that we can spur this movement to actually solve this phenomena that we see usually that comes with winter.
Soler came to MSU as a BEST trainee in 2015.
BEST is an acronym, stands for Broadening Experiences Through Scientific Training. It's an NIH-funded program that is designed to train graduate students here at Michigan State to pursue alternative career paths that are different from just following the academic route. And here at MSU, they've just been so supportive of pursuing alternative career paths, but also collaborative efforts between a lot of labs.
Both Leppard and Soler have been involved with research throughout their MSU careers, and they've benefited from scholarships and interactions with endowed faculty.
I've been involved in research here at MSU since I was in high school. And so I've worked in 7 different labs throughout my career here at MSU. And I've studied everything from invasive species management to the development of the olfactory system and salamanders. And finally, now I'm here in the Recap Lab, and it's kind of more what I've always wanted to do, but I've had a great time kind of exploring all the different things that zoology can be here at MSU, so that's been a lot of fun. I benefited from the Krigas Endowed Scholarship here through the College of Natural Science. The Honors College provided me plenty of funds. And actually, my field research that enabled me to get involved with the Snares to Wares initiative was funded through the Emma Eisenstein Foundation.
The first time I arrived at MSU was in 2013 as an undergrad. It was with a summer REU program called Integrative Biology of Social Behaviors that were spearheaded by Dr. Joseph Lonstein and Heather Eisenstein in the Department of Psychology and natural sciences, respectively. From there, I worked with Dr. Antonio Nunez on learning circadian timing of spatial learning and memory. And that experience is what led me to pursue graduate studies here at MSU, because we utilize a very unique animal model, which is the unstriped Nile grass rat hailing from Kenya. And there's very few labs in the world that work with this animal model. And so I decided to apply here and continue my work with Dr. Li Yan, through which now we're investigating how light modulates learning and memory.
What has really made the Snares to Wares initiative a meaningful and really impactful experience for me is the amount of interdisciplinary work that has happened on it, both within the lab that I work in at RECAP and actually through the implementation of a course that we've built around it. We've pulled students from different departments all over campus, and they're all kind of getting their hands dirty, actually working on this project and making it function and really getting that experience in how to be a part of something like this. And that has just been tremendous. As someone who's been in STEM throughout my entire undergrad, to see all these students coming together and making something really magical happen has just been a lot of fun to be a part of.
Leopard and Solaire encourage their fellow Spartans to get involved.
I would say dive right in. Don't hold back. I mean, if you are remotely interested in a field or you think you might have an idea of what you're interested in, there's going to be an opportunity here at MSU to get involved in that, whether it's through undergraduate research or joining a club or some other organization. You have an in to be a part of that. And so I would say try everything and anything that you are interested in, because this is your opportunity to really explore and figure out what exactly you want to do.
I definitely second that. There's a lot of opportunities here at MSU. If you're interested in research, there's more than enough labs that are looking for undergraduate research assistants, as well as clubs that promote your interests. And everybody's pretty collaborative in the sense that if you're not sure about two research areas, people are more than open to help you combine the two.
A special Snares to Wares sculpture will be unveiled at the Broad Art Museum on April 20th.
So we actually have two of our artists from PuckWatch who have flown onto MSU's campus. They've been commissioned to build a life-size giraffe out of snare wire that has been retrieved from the park. So there will be an unveiling on the 20th that will showcase this piece for the first time, and then it will be on display in the IQ building, the Institute for Quantitative Health, here on campus. So if you're interested in seeing a 15-foot giraffe made out of snare wires from Murchison Falls, come to the IQ building after the 20th, and you'll be able to see one.
Learn more about research at Michigan State University at research.msu.edu. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.